May have seen that three lion cubs were born recently at Photo Wildlife Park in County Cork. They are Asiatic lions and they are all male, the first to be born there since the 1970s. To learn more about these cubs and Asiatic lions, we can say hello now to Terry Flanagan, who's at Photo Wildlife Park. Terence!
Well, Derek, you won't believe it. I'm standing here not 5 metres away from the most magnificent Asiatic lion you've ever seen.
Now, well, be careful.
There's a big glass wall between him and I. But on the other side of the glass wall with me is Julian Fontenot. Julian, you're in charge of all these lions here. Tell me a little bit about this big fella.
So this is Yelly. Yelly, he's our male here in the pride in Fota. And he's the new father of three cubs with mother Aya.
Yeah. So, now, we actually saw the mother, Aya, there earlier on. She came over, but we haven't seen the cubs yet.
So, no, unfortunately, the weather today is a bit dull. So, I'd say she was after feeding the cubs. And she probably took them somewhere in the middle of the enclosure. And I'd say they'll be out later on during the day. So, yeah. Once they have had a lovely nap.
This is her first family, her first litter. What kind of a mother is she?
So she's a really good mom. For a first-time mom, she's. We actually went in and checked the cubs about a couple of weeks ago, and they were all really healthy, really round belly. So we are sure she's actually doing a fantastic job. They are starting the last couple of days to move around a little bit more. So yeah, they are doing everything they should be doing. So she must be doing a fantastic job.
Now there are three males. Have you named them yet?
So we don't have names yet. So you can actually, people can go in on the website and then we have a naming competition, which will be running for a few more days. So you can actually go in, fill out the form and then suggest names for the three male cubs.
Now, these are Asiatic lions and I'm looking at the male here as well. His mane, that's the head of hair that he has. It's slightly different what you would normally expect.
So yeah, it's not a traditional African lion, so it's not as big anyway. Yeah. And his one even changed since he arrived, which was even smaller than that. But taking part of that pride and taking the lead of the pride, the mane tend to change as well. So it can be different from individuals to another one. And his mane really got darker, a little bit bigger, but it's not going to be as big as an African lion. Normal tradition head African lions.
Now, the family that we're looking at here, there's the one male and there are actually three females, is that right, as well as the babies?
So we have here three females. So we still have Gira and Gita. Gira is actually Aya's mom. So there are two sisters that came from Helsinki. And they were the original lions with Shanto, a male that we unfortunately lost a few years back. And so Aya was the part of the first litter of cubs that were born here in 2016 with Mother Gira. And she had then another litter of cubs after that. She had four females, which went on as part of the European breeding program. They are down in France at the moment. And then we have, so we left with Aya, her mom, her aunt, Yali, and now the three cubs.
Now, Yali, the daddy, I'm told he was present at the birth. That's not really common, is it?
So, no, usually what would happen is we would separate the male from the female. In the wild, the mom usually tend to isolate herself to have the cubs. Usually it's to stay away from the other females. Some could get jealous and then go in and then try to steal the cubs. But the males, we find out, actually are not as much of a problem. And he was actually taking his role really, really good, because he would stand by where she had the cubs at the first, and she would, or he would protect or just check on the cubs every now and then.
Now, he's actually coming over to us to the glass. He must know you, does he?
He does, yeah. He knows the uniform.
He's eyeing you. He's not actually eyeing me.
He knows the uniform and he knows, yeah, me as well. So he can hear me. He probably he knows my voice. And
he's probably looking for food, is he?
And yeah, he's coming in for the food, yeah.
He's standing up there against the glass. He's a magnificent animal.
So he's lovely. So you're looking at about 180 kg there of lion, and it can be impressive, but it's up close here.
Now he's after turning around there and he's peeing on the glass. Why is he doing that?
So it is he's marking his territory. So lions would we have a territory. So some big prides would have few kilometers square, right, anyway, of territories. And he would delimit that area by, in the wild, he would urinate on trees, rocks, and obviously on the glass here in Fota.
So he's telling it, this is my spot.
So he's telling us, don't come any closer.
No intention of coming any closer than this. Let's talk about Asiatic lions then in the wild. Their numbers are very, very low. What, a couple of 600 or something?
So, yeah, we're looking at about between 500 to 600. And they are mainly in India, in the Gir National Park. And the last couple of years, the good thing is they found out that population is slightly on the rise, right, with prides and population establishing outside the national parks. So they are getting a bit more territory and in breeding at the moment. So it's quite good.
But it's only in one location, isn't that right?
But it is only in one location, yeah.
So you know the old adage, putting all your eggs in the one basket, that must be a worry.
Yes, it is. So that's why with the EASA and FOTA, these guys are part of the EEP, the European Breeding Programme, which is aimed to actually keep a good, healthy, genetically speaking, population in captivity. So we have that extra population that can eventually go back into the wild.
Mm. Now, these three here, these babies, they're actually out in the grounds. They're not indoors.
No. So that was important for us, especially for first-time mom Aya, to decide where she wanted to have the cubs. They usually would pick the perfect spot for it. We gave her the option to have them inside, in the house. It's nice and comfy. There's underfloor heating, lovely straw beds. But she obviously found out the brambles in the middle, probably just for safety. And then Yali was beside her anyway, so that's where she decided to go. So we didn't want to upset her and then go against that.
And Yali himself, he's very important genetically. Explain why.
So as part of the breeding program, all the population, so the coordinator, the EEP coordinator, would have all the family trees of those animals that are available for breeding for the program. And then Yali, his side of the family is not as much represented as other lines in the lion, Asiatic lion EEP. So that's why he's really important to breed, as he came here anyway to breed with a non-related female.
So he would probably move on then to another wildlife park and breed with another Asiatic female.
So it could be an option. It's at this point, it's out of our it won't be our decision. This is to the species coordinator to mm-hmm. To give advice. We might get another litter or two here, and he might be moving on, or he might be staying, and then another female would come in to breed with him. That's something we don't know yet.
Do you worry about infection or disease here?
No, there is little that can affect these guys. They would be vaccinated the same as your domestic cats, because it is a domestic cat, just a little bit bigger. So they would be going through the same vaccination protocols.
Mm-hmm. What about injury? Say if they're jumping, break a leg, break a tooth, something like that?
They are fairly resilient animal. And then usually when they're injured, we have to really monitor them closely, because they tend to hide, like any wild animal would hide injuries. But we are doing what we call medical training here. So we can get them inside the house, call them over. We can have a good check over. If Yali, for example, would be a little bit lame on the leg, we can check. They might have a torn just lodged in that we would be able to remove just through the training. And then if any medication needed, because they can come to us and get fed, we can pass any medication needed.
This is a great news story for FOTA to have these lions here. And you were saying that, you know, it was to keep their genes from going extinct. But realistically, are they going to be reintroduced into the wild? I mean, the wild isn't suitable for them. This is why there's only one place left in India where they are in the wild. I mean, habitat destruction is making it worse and worse. So what we're actually doing is keeping a species from going extinct, which is great. But is it a realistic proposition to think that we'll bring them back into the wild someday, when patently it was being in the wild in the first place that was the cause of their demise?
So it is a good question. It obviously worked with some EEP in the past, like the Golden Lion Tamarin, or some the Spix macaws as well that have been released in South America from those healthy captive population. So that's how I am here. We don't actually obviously have the answer with the Asiatic lion as yet, as the Indian population growing anyway, or human population growing over there. The loss of habitat, it's definitely a big problem. But hopefully with the work of people in the in situ, we'd be able to secure some land and then, yeah, possibly reintroduce some of the lions. Or if anything dramatic happened to the wild population, we would be able to supply anyway with genetically healthy population to go back out in the wild.
Now, lions seem to me to be animals that don't really want to be cats. They want to be dogs because dogs hunt often. Most dogs hunt communally. They cooperate and they go in packs. And lions do that. But cats are the old stealth ambush predators that do not go around traditionally in packs. Now, I understand that your Asiatic lion is far less inclined to form large brides than these African equivalent. He seems to be going back to the old ways of his ancestors and becoming monogamous and staying with the one person all the time sort of thing. And he's smaller and so forth. It's said that the African ones were trying to kill elephants and trying to kill rhinos and huge big things, giraffes, whereas your ones in Asia were trying to hit antelope and deer and things like that. And they didn't have to be so big. So your ones got small and became like cats. Is there any, do you see that model as having any validity?
I guess it's, you know, environmental pressure would lead to those that natural selection, you know, smaller animals. You know, the same you would have with the difference between Asian elephants and African elephants, where Asian elephants are notably smaller, living in forests rather than the you know, African elephants living out in open plains. You'd have the, you know, the fairly something fairly similar with the lions, and then keeping tab on you know, a big pride in the forest, which could be fairly dense anyway. I think it works probably best for them to live in small families. So we have, you know, a male or two, and then three or four females that would follow with the cubs.
Are they safer things to be around? I've told that they are the most docile of lions to human beings. They are far less likely to be hit by an Asiatic lion than an African one because they're much gentler. They don't go for such big prey as us, I suppose. Is there any truth in that?
I wouldn't chance it, regardless. I would personally treat both species the exact same anyway. I think there is the same problem. With the wild population, you could have, yeah, obviously differences with the Asian probably targeting smaller prey than the Africans. But, you know, in a captive situation, I wouldn't chance it.
But as Richard was saying about the African lions, and I've seen them in Africa, the females, the pride, do all the hunting and the male then sashays up and has a go himself. In the case of the Asiatic lions, is it the same? Do the females do all the hunting and the male then swans up to get his dinner, or does he hunt for his own food? Is the behaviour different in the Asian lions than it is in the African lions?
I think it's fairly similar behaviours. I think the Asian Asiatic lions would be probably a bit more opportunistic as well. Again, living in those dense planted forests, so I'm sure a male would come across a prey. You know, in an ambush, he would take it and not leave it to the girls.
All right. Well, it's good news for the park. So, Julian and Terry, thank you very much indeed.